I started school within 2 or 3 days of arriving. That was at Ellis Infants, and I have a distinct memory of being carried around by the teacher all day, the first day, crying.
And did you understand any English?
No, not a word. So, having started at Ellis Infants, not speaking a word, I moved to Mellor Junior, which is just used to be just up the road there, on Checkets Road. That was in 1960, so after a couple of years. I was in Mrs. Morris's class in 1C, and there's a photograph actually of Mrs. Morris's class with me in it. And then I went to 2B, Mr. Wood, and then I went to 3A, Mr.
Wright,
third year.
Mr. Wright.
No, Mr. Wright was the head, and then in 4A, Mr. Sharman, and I passed the 11 plus at 4A. So having arrived not speaking a word of English in 1958, I passed the 11 plus in 1963.
So, as your English improved, you went up through the grades.
I went up through the grades. And I mean, again, it's thanks to my father, because I went from 1C to 2B on my own merit. But then when I was in 2B, I had a teacher called Mr. Wood. And at one of the parents' evenings, my father said, "Will you give him private lessons?" And Mr. Wood said, "Well, I've never done that. But, you know, if you want..." And he used to charge half a crown an hour. Half a crown an hour. So I had private lessons from Mr. Wood from the end of the second year when I finished with him. So throughout the third year up to when I took the 11 plus in the fourth year, thanks to my father. And I mean, that was the reason I passed the 11 plus, because I had private tuition for a year and a bit. And I mean, that was unusual then, private tuition.
Yes. And when you passed the 11 plus, which school did you go to then?
I went to Alderman Newton's Boys Grammar School, which is next to the cathedral, was used to be next to the cathedral in the centre of town.
What was the experience like, you know, when you went to school, you know, being an Asian boy?
Well, I mean, when I was at Ellis Infants, I think I was the only one there probably when I started. The school photograph I got from when I was in Mrs. Morris's first year is about probably half a dozen in the class by then, which is 1960. When I went to the grammar school, I was certainly the only Gujarati there. There was another boy called Merchant who started the same year as I did, but we were the only two in the grammar school to start then in 1964. A few more arrived, you know, during the course of the time I was there. I took my O-levels and I did A-levels. I actually stayed for an extra term after A-levels because when I was doing my A-levels, I applied to Cambridge and didn't get a place. I got places at... various other places like Bristol and Imperial. But having done the A-levels, I decided to stay an extra term and try again for Oxford.
So which A-levels did you do?
I did Maths, Physics and Chemistry, two A's and a B.
So those are challenging A-levels, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I was sort of interested in sciences. Mm-hmm. So I, having stayed the extra term and taken the Oxford entrance exam, I did actually get a place at Oxford, Exeter College. So I went to Exeter College in 1972.
And were there many Indian people at Oxford?
Again, I was probably one of the first of the sort of the home grown Indians in Oxford. I mean, there was somebody in my college called Nehru.
No relation.
But he was from India.
Yes.
There were Indians in Oxford, but they'd come from India rather than from England. So, you know, I was probably one of the first local Indian population to make it to Oxford.